Hello, this is Vicki Simons with TruckDriversMoneySavingTips.com. Today is May 8, 2013. This podcast covers another example of expensive and preventable mistakes truckers make. We focus today on news from Deseret News, which reported that a truck slammed into an I-215 bridge in Salt Lake City, Utah. The article stated, quote, "A semi-trailer entering I-215 slammed into an overhead bridge Monday, causing relatively minor damage to the overpass, but extensively damaging the truck. The incident happened around 8:30 a.m. when an Ace waste disposal truck was merging onto the westbound freeway at Union Park Avenue. The truck had its lift arms raised as it tried to pass under the 16-foot bridge at 900 East, and it crashed into the structure," Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nathan Croft said, end quote. "We gather from the article that lowering the lift arms was a critical operational function, and that in this case, safeguards and standard practices were not followed. Wondering how this could have been overlooked, we asked this question on our blog. Quote, "Do waste disposal trucks have in-cab warning light or sound that lift arm is up to prevent overpass accidents?" End quote. One response we received was a link to an article saying that this is not mandatory on these trucks. If a waste disposal truck does not have a warning system in place, it is even more critical that the driver of such a truck be aware of the need to lower the lift arms before driving it. The procedural error that resulted in this truck accident was an expensive and preventable mistake. Don't repeat it. This is Vicki Simons with TruckDriversMoneySavingTips.com, wishing you safe travels and lots of money-saving opportunities on the road. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.